1621, a cold autumn morning, but the bustling of communion between the surviving members of the Mayflower and the local Wampanoag tribe cuts through the crisp air. They share a feast in joyous harmony, celebrating each other's company and traditions. With the Native Americans lending a hand to the struggling colonists, the bountiful harvest is enjoyed, and thanks are given for the blessings in their lives.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving!
What's that got to do with anything?
The history of Thanksgiving?
I'm pretty sure it was when it was like Columbus era, where they celebrated with the Native Americans that were there.
I don't really know. I just thought it was people getting together and having fun.
Okay, the Mayflower, right? The pilgrims on the Mayflower.
Yeah.
And then they landed and had a feast because they were excited.
Wasn't it like they stopped fighting with the Native Americans?
Which one is it?
I know.
I know the history, but like I don't really think about that. I just think it's a time to get together with family.
Hate to break it to you, but this idealized meeting between foreign pilgrims and the Native Americans stems from continuous erasure of the Native American experience. But I don't blame you. From popular media such as Charlie Brown to Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the American public has been taught a flawed history of Thanksgiving. I'm Kayla Garrity for Holiday History. Today, we'll be visiting the gluttonous American Thanksgiving, the history, traditions, and more. Thanksgiving happens on the fourth Thursday of every November and is a staple American holiday. But as mentioned before, the real Thanksgiving wasn't all smooth sailing. The primarily accepted first Thanksgiving was a celebratory feast for the first successful corn harvest organized by Governor William Bradford. Inviting Native American allies, including the Wampanoag chief Massasoit, a pact was created between the two groups. But after years of white immigration into Wampanoag lands and the introduction of numerous diseases which decimated the tribe's population, the fragile agreement of the feast shattered into the beginnings of a war. After the execution of two Native American murderers, Wampanoag warriors responded by embarking on a series of raids, prompting the New England Confederation of Colonies to declare war in 1675. Led by Massasoit's son, Metacomet, Springfield, Massachusetts was in flames. Once the Wampanoag were defeated by the white settlers, Metacomet's head was placed on a spike on display for 25 years afterwards in Plymouth. Talk about holiday centerpieces. So how does one of the most loved American holidays go from war to turkey? It all has to do with what Americans believe Thanksgiving is.
I think of being thankful for everything we have.
I just think of like happy times, and I think about good food and just everyone rejoicing, basically.
Gratitude. I am so thankful for just my family and my extended family, my mom and dad, having a job, you know, just the basics.
We don't think about the cultural conflicts because we would rather be celebrating and eating way too much food. From family dinner to Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, this November holiday is well known for feel-good family fun. We have our traditions that seem so distant from the holiday's origin, but the answer lies in American society. One major factor includes the sociological aspects of the holiday, one of which is the fact that Thanksgiving typically serves to reinforce gender roles.
My dad, he prepares a turkey, and my mom, my sister, and I, we prepare everything else.
My mom cooks, and then the rest of us just kind of talk, so.
My wife does all the cooking.
Well, the girls usually clean up the kitchen and prepare the food, while the boys are usually watching football. So it gets a little irritating, and that's how it was when I was growing up, so.
Think about it. Commonly, it's the woman cooking the meal, and the men playing football or carving the turkey. While not applicable to every home, the holiday provides another avenue for people to feel satisfied with societal norms. Another thing to consider is the idea of overindulgence. What's more American than excess? Overeating and abundance have pride associated with them, but especially on this holiday. The overall experience of Thanksgiving could be called an American rite of passage, and is most definitely a celebration of our culture. So with all things considered, it seems, unfortunately, the societal importance of Thanksgiving overshadows the historical bloodshed. But now, time for the big question. What's for dinner?
My favorite Thanksgiving food is probably like mashed potatoes or that cranberry food.
I like mashed potatoes.
Sweet potato pie. Turkey.
Mom's mac and cheese.
The original Thanksgiving served a large list of things. We had turkey and other fowl such as geese, duck, and swan. We had 5 deer courtesy of the Wampanoag. Vegetables like onions, beets, lettuce, and spinach. Fruits including blueberries, plums, grapes, and a fruit still found on our Thanksgiving tables today, cranberries. We also had seafood such as lobster, bass, clams, and oysters because of their location on the East Coast. Today's most common foods fall somewhat close to the original flavors. Mashed potatoes, green beans, turkey, cranberry sauce. My mouth is watering just thinking about it all. But in addition to the food, part of the fun includes personal family traditions.
What are you gonna do on Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown?
We still go back and forth between like my husband's family and then my family, so like every other year. And so this year we're going to my mom's house.
My husband and daughter run the drumstick dash.
Watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Football.
We play bingo.
This sounds silly, but every year we always make Chex Mix. You gotta have the Chex Mix every Thanksgiving. But other than that, we'll do the Christmas tree the day after.
I hope you enjoyed your bite-sized lesson over Thanksgiving. So now, when you're around the dinner table with the family you see once a year, you can tell them what really went down 400 years ago in Plymouth. Holiday History was brought to you by Kayla Garrity for 91.3 WHJE.
Gravy. Gravy is the number one thing. And gravy is the best. Just thinking about gravy, like on mashed potatoes and on your turkey for Thanksgiving, it just, it like makes my mouth water.
Is that your favorite food then?
Yes.